Sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
I'm delighted to share a message with you this morning.
我真是何等的欢喜，早晨可以和大家分享神的话。
Let's turn our Bible.
愿我们把圣经翻开。
Genesis 6, verse 8 to 9.
创世纪第六章八到九节。
Let's read together English and Chinese.
愿我们英文、中文都一起来读。
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. Then Genesis
9:8-11.
Then God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And as for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you of all that go out of the ark, every beast of the earth. Thus I establish my covenant with you,Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the water of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. Then Genesis 9, same chapter, verse 13 and 16.
在同一章我们来看第十三节和第十六节。
I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for a sign of the covenant between man and with me and the earth.The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. The last one is Hebrews 11:7, chapter 11, verse 7.
最后我们来读希伯来书十一章第七节。
By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Let's have a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us another chance.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你给我们再一次给我们机会。
Another chance to share and to hear your word.
再一次给我们机会来听你的话，也分享你的话。
Please anoint us and sanctify us.
愿你膏抹我们，也洁净我们。
That we may be edified.
愿意我们这都被你建造。
Bless the following hour, Lord.
愿你来祝福接下来的时间。
We love you.
主，我们爱你。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
祷告是奉主耶稣宝贝的名。Amen.
Thank the Lord. At the beginning of this year, through the new Bible study group, the Lord gave us an opportunity to review His word in Genesis again.
我们感谢神，今年年初借着新的这个查经小组，主就给我们有机会再次来温习主的话，我们一同来查考那个创世纪。
Every time we read it, we have some new insights and a deeper understanding.
每次在读创世纪的时候，都有一些新的看见和更深的领会。
Because His word is always fresh and ever new.
因为我们主的话它是永远长新的。
Reading Genesis confirmed again God's original heart's desire and purpose in creating man.
再一次读创世纪就再次确认了神起初他造人的心意和目的。
As well as the causes and the consequences of man's fail and failure.
也让我们被提醒到人堕落和失败的原因和结果。
It is a good review and a reminder to all of us.
对于我们都是一个很好的回顾和提醒。
When Lord Jesus was still on earth, the Pharisees, the religious people, test Jesus with a question.
当主耶稣还在世的时候，这些法利赛人，就是这些宗教人士，他们就用问题来挑战耶稣。
The question was whether a man could divorce his wife.
这个试探耶稣的问题就是是否可以休妻。
But Jesus answered them by taking them back to the beginning.
但耶稣的回答乃是把他们带回到起初。
Next slide in Matthew 19:4-6.
在马太福音第十九章四到六节
The Lord told them that in the beginning God made man male and female, so man shall leave his father and mother and be united with his wife, and the two shall become one. So then, they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate.
主就回答他们说那起初造人的是造男造女，并且说因此人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体，既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的，所以神配合的人不可分开。
Therefore if we go back to the beginning, ask or asking what was God's original purpose and plan in creating man,
所以如果我们有什么问题，但我们回到起初去问说神造人的心意和目的是什么。
Many problems can be answered.
很多的问题都能找到解答。
In Genesis, we see that mankind has fallen four times.
在创世纪里面我们就看见人有四次的堕落。
The first fall was the fall of Adam in chapter 3.
第一次乃是在第三章亚当的堕落。
The second one was the fall of Cain in chapter 4.
第二次是在第四章里面该隐的堕落。
The third one was the fall of the crooked and perverse generation before the flood in chapter 6.
第三次是在第六章在洪水以前这个弯曲悖谬的世代的堕落。
The fourth fall was the fall after the flood from mankind's collective rebellion in chapter 11.
而在第四次是在十一章人类集体的背叛和堕落。
Each fall was gradual, step by step, and deeper and deeper.
每一次的堕落都是循序渐进一步一步的更深的堕落。
From the rule of God's presence to the rule of man's conscience.
从神的同在神的管理堕落到人的良心。
Seeing they were naked.
看见自己的赤身露体。
Then from the rule of man's conscience to the rule of man, by government.
而从人良心的堕落就到邦国政府的这个管理。
And from the governing of man to the collective rebellion which was instigated by Satan.
而从人自己的管理再堕落到撒旦所煽动的集体的那种背叛。
In other words, man fell from not using his spirit to acting according to his soul.
换句话来说，从人就从灵魂的堕落，凭着自己感觉的行动，而在堕落到按着自己的肉体而行动。
No, that's the first was fall from not using the spirit to the soul, then from the soul to acting according to his flesh.
我是从人的灵堕落到人凭魂而行动，再从魂的堕落到人照着自己的肉体行动。
In Genesis 6, we see that the fallen angels had intercourse with the daughters of a man and gave birth to children.
在第六章，创世纪第六章，我们看见堕落的天使就与人的女子们交合生子，造成了人种的混杂。
Which caused the mixing of human races and produced giants.
这样人种的混杂就产生了伟人。
The Hebrew words of this is Nephilim, which means fallen ones.
在希伯来文的原文讲到这个伟人就是拿非林。
This violates the order and the principle of God's created man according to his kind.
这拿非人的意思，拿非林的意思就是堕落者，违反了当初神造人各从其类的秩序和原则。
And a man also falls from spirit completely to the flesh.
而人也从灵里完全堕落到肉体里。
The next slide in Genesis 6:3.
在创世纪六章第三节。
And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh.
耶和华说，人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。
The Chinese said abide, but in English says strive.
这个中文的翻译里面讲到永远住在，
不住在了，
不住在。
If the Spirit of God still strives with us, actually we still have hope.
如果神的灵还住在我们里面，我们还有救。
If the Spirit of God still strives with man, 跟我们相
争。如果神的灵还与我们相争，我们还有救。
If it is no longer strive with us, then there will be woe.
但若不在，神的灵不再与人相争，我们就有祸了。
We must realize that the most evil enemy is not our environment.
我们需要认识到一点，这个最邪恶的仇敌还不是我们外在的环境。
But it is our inner flesh, the natural self, whether good or bad.
乃是我们内在的肉体，是天然的己，不论好坏。
Which is also hated by God.
这也是神所憎恶的。
He can sometimes tolerate our mistakes and transgressions, but he will never tolerate the flesh.
神有时候可以容忍我们的错误和过犯，但他绝不能容忍我们的肉体。
Therefore, in the Old Testament, God repeatedly instructed his servants to completely kill and destroy the flesh represented by the Amalekites.
所以在旧约里面，神多次吩咐他的仆人要将亚玛利人所代表的肉体杀灭尽尽。
Therefore, when man fell completely to flesh, God came in and told his servant Noah that he would destroy the entire generation.
所以当人堕落成为肉体的时候，神就进来告诉他的仆人挪亚，他要毁灭整个世代。
But thank the Lord, next slide, in Genesis 6:8.
但感谢主，在创世纪六章八节是这样说的。
Oh, same slide. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
We should thank the Lord for this back, but that is the turning point of mankind.
为着这个唯有这个 but, 我们感谢主，这是人类的一个转捩点。
If this man had not found grace in the eyes of God, we mankind would have been finished.
若这个人他没有在神眼前蒙恩的话，我们人类就完了。
Satan's work of destruction would have accomplished.
撒旦这个破坏的工作就成了。
And God's plan would have suffered great setback.
而神的计划就受到极大的挫折。
But because of this man received grace in the eyes of God.
但因着这个人在神眼中蒙了恩惠。
God had a way out for man and was able to deliver salvation on earth.
神就在人的身上有出路，就能在地上施行拯救。
Just as Esther found grace in the eyes of the king.
就如以斯帖她在王眼中蒙了恩惠。
Through her belief and obedience, the Israelites were saved.
借着他的相信和顺服，以色列人就蒙了拯救。
For this we thank and praise God.
为此我们感谢赞美神。
So the topic that I'm going to share today is, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
所以今天想和大家分享的题目就是唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
Which divided into three points.
我们会分为三个小点。
Number one, he was justified by faith.
第一点，因信被称义。
Number two, he built the ark and preached the gospel of righteousness.
第二点，他建造方舟并传义道。
Thirdly, he lived under the everlasting covenant of God.
第三点，他乃是活在永约之下。
Let's look at the first point.Justified by faith.
让我们一起来看第一点，因信被称义。
Next slide, Hebrews 11:7.
在希伯来书十一章七节讲到。
By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he, became heir of righteousness, which is according to faith.
挪亚因着信既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
Where did Noah's faith come from?
挪亚的信心是从哪里来的呢？
Let's look at subpoint A.
让我们来看第一个小点。
Faith comes by hearing God's word.
信心乃是从听到而来。
Next slide. In Romans 10:17 tells us,
罗马书十章十七节告诉我们，
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
信道是从听到来的，听到是从基督的话来的。
So Noah's faith must have been passed down to him from his ancestors.
所以挪亚的信心必定是从他先祖们那边传承给他的。
Noah was the 10th generation descendant of Adam.
挪亚是亚当第十代的子孙。
He came from a godly family and learned all the godly things from his ancestors.
他是从一个敬虔的家庭出生，并且从先祖那边学到一切敬虔的事。
When the time when Noah lived overlapped with that of many of his ancestors.
挪亚在世的年代与他许多的先祖的年代重叠。
When he was born, his grandfather Methuselah was 369 years old.
他出生的时候，挪亚的祖父马土萨拉369岁。
When Noah was 600 years old, Methuselah died at the age of 969.
当挪亚600岁的时候，马土萨拉969岁死了。
So what?
然后他死之后发生了什么呢？
The flood came.
洪水就来了。
Because the great-grandfather Enoch named his son Methuselah, which means when he dies, send it, meaning the flood.
所以因为以诺就是挪亚的曾祖父给他的儿子起名马土萨拉，而马土萨拉的名字意思就是当他死时要拆他来，他就指着洪水。
This proves that Enoch taught his son Methuselah about God's word and God's revelation.
这是证明了以诺教导他的儿子马土萨拉关于神的启示。
Methuselah must have also told his son Lamech.
马土萨拉也将这个告诉他的儿子拉麦。
And Lamech also told his son Noah.
拉麦也将这事告诉他的儿子挪亚。
So Noah's forefathers taught him about God's word.
所以挪亚的父母和他的祖父就教导他有关神的事情。
And he believed after hearing and lived a pious and godly life.
挪亚他听了就相信，并且过一个敬虔的生活。
We also need to pass on this kind of faith today to our families and our future generations so that they can hear.And believe it.
我们今天也要把这样的信心传承下去，使我们的家人和我们的后代听见以后就能相信。
Because of his faith, salvation came to the entire family.
因着挪亚一个人的相信，救恩就临到了他的全家。
And he himself inherited righteousness, which is from faith.
而挪亚也承受了那从信而来的义。
What a blessing to receive and believe in God's word passed on to us.
所以能够相信并且接受主从主而来的话是何等的有福。
Subpoint B.
第二个小点。
Live before the eyes of the Lord.
活在耶和华的眼前。
Noah's generation was corrupt and full of violence, and the whole mankind was completely of flesh.
挪亚的世代是败坏的，充满了强暴，人类也变成了属肉体的。
It is hard to live. It's not easy to live a life of faith and godliness in such a crooked and a perverse and an evil world.
在那样子一个弯曲背扭、邪恶的世代中，要过一个敬虔的生活是很不容易的。
I often thought Noah must have brothers and sisters, siblings.They must have heard their parents told them the word of God.
我常常想挪亚一定还有其他的弟兄姊妹，他的兄弟姊妹也可能听说过父亲们、祖父们说关于神的事情。
But why in the Bible, Genesis 6:8, next slide, says that Noah only, but the Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord?
但为什么圣经上创世纪六章八节只记载了唯有挪亚在耶和华面前眼前蒙恩呢？
Because only he realized that living a godly life requires God's grace.
因为只有挪亚他领悟到了要活一个敬虔的生活需要神的恩典。
God's grace is ready to be bestowed on those who are in need.
神的恩典是预备好给施恩给那些有需要的人。
And this grace also requires man's cooperation.
而这个恩典也需要人的合作。
Man need to recognize his own iniquities, inadequacies, and come before God to ask God himself to be his grace.
人需要认识到自己的不行而来到神的面前求神来施我们恩典。
So only Noah gave the necessary cooperation and thus received grace.
而只有挪亚给了那必要的合作，因此他就得了恩典。
Just as Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 says,
就如希伯来书四章十六节讲到，
Let us come boldly to the throne of grace.
所以
that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help.In time of need.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Come before the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace. It is important to come before him.
这是何等的重要，我们要来到他施恩的宝座前，得连续蒙恩惠。
Another interesting thing is that when Noah was born,His forefather called Enosh, the third generation from Adam, he was still alive at the age of 821.
这很奇妙，在挪亚出生的时候，他的祖父们其中一个就是以挪士，以挪士是亚当的第三代，然后那时候以挪士821岁。
Enosh means fragile.According to the Bible, people at that time started to call on the name of the Lord.
以挪士这个名字的意思乃是脆弱，而根据圣经的记载，那时候人才开始求告耶和华的名。
So, Noah knew that man is fragile and powerless.
所以挪亚他意识到人是脆弱无能的。
And cannot resist the evil of his generation by his own strength.
而凭着自己的力量是没有办法抗拒那个世代的力量。
Noah learned that from Enosh.
挪亚从以挪士那边学到了这个道理。
Likewise,
同样的，
if we don't think we are young and strong,
所以我们不应该觉得我们好像很年轻很强壮。
A while ago, one brother reminded us thatA fall, just a fall, and a being struck by something accidentally, we may be gone from this world.
前一段时间，我们其中一个弟兄就提醒我们，我们可能摔一跤，碰一下，我们可能就没了。
Realize how fragile we are, and how much we need God to be our grace at all times.
所以我们认识到我们自身何等的软弱，我们每时每刻都需要神给我们的恩典。
Amen. Subpoint C.
我们第三个小点。
Grace. Grace is God himself received by Noah. And this grace became his faith. And by faith, he was justified.
而恩典就是神自己被挪亚得到，成为他的信心，因此挪亚也被称义。
We must realize that grace is not just some benefits given from God by God.
我们要意识到这个恩典不是从神那里得到的某种好处而已。
Grace is God Himself coming into us and being everything to us, including faith.
恩典乃是神自己临到我们，成为我们的一切，这个一切也包括信心。
So God's own presence was Noah's strength and motivation.
而神自己的同在就是挪亚的力量和动力
enabling him to stand before the Lord in the midst of that crooked and a perverse generation
使他能够在那样子弯曲悖谬的世代可以站立在耶和华的面前
in other words God himself became Noah's grace and that faith No, the Lord himself became his grace and that grace is the faith so that he can believe.
所以主他自己就是挪亚的恩典使他能站立有信心使他得以相信。
And this is the grace Noah received and this is also the grace we need today.
这是挪亚所得到的恩典也是我们今天所需要的恩典。
The faith from grace will become our righteousness from God.
这从恩典而来的信心也会成为我们的义。
Like Hebrews says, Noah became heir of righteousness, which is according to faith.
就如希伯来书所说的，挪亚承受了那从信而来的义。
Now let's look at the second point.
现在我们一起来看第二点。
Build an ark and preach the gospel of righteousness.
建造方舟并传义道。
Subpoint A.
第一个小点。
Receive revelation of building an ark.
我们要蒙启示来建造方舟。
I believe that Noah not only learned from his ancestor Enosh that humans are fragile and therefore call on the name of the Lord.
我相信挪亚不但从他的先祖以挪士那边学习到人是脆弱的，所以我们需要来求告主的名。
He also followed the example of his another ancestor, Enoch.
他也跟从他另外一位先祖以诺的榜
样。And live a life of walking with the Lord and having intimate fellowship with God.
过一个与主同行的生活，而且活在与神亲密的交通当中。
As stated,In the next slide, Genesis 6:9. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God.
在创世纪六章九节讲到，挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。
Noah walked with God. He constantly lived a life in the presence of God.
我们看见挪亚的生活，他是个完全人，而且他不断地活在主的面前。
Such a life is pleasing to God and find grace in God's eyes.
这样的生活乃是蒙神的喜悦和得神的恩惠的。
So in other words, Noah did not suddenly see a vision in a dream and learn how to build an ark.
所以挪亚不是突然之间在梦中得着了异象，主启示他要建造这个方舟。
I believe through his daily walk with God, God revealed to him.
我相信他的启示乃是借着他天天与主同行的生活。
Reveal to him the things not had been seen.
神就把这未见的事指示给他。
And God revealed him that God would use a flood to destroy that corrupted generation and usher in a new era.
神就告诉他，他要用洪水来结束那个世代，而且要把人类带进一个新的时代。
Also, instructed Noah to build an ark with a specific material and the dimensions so that his whole family could be saved.
而且神也指示挪亚按照特别的尺寸和材料来造一只方舟，使挪亚和他全家得救。
Today is not the world, the evil, not only the evil outwardly, but the sinful nature and the flesh within us are also attacking us, causing us to fail and fall.
我们知道说不仅是外面的世代是邪恶的我们里面的这个罪性和肉体也常常攻击我们使我们失败堕落
The way to be saved is to build an ark and enter into the ark
而拯救的路就是建造方舟并且进入方舟
So that we and our family can be saved
使我们和我们的全家可以得救
Moreover,There is only one ark, and there is no other salvation.
不仅如此，这里讲到方舟只有一只，而且除此之外别无拯救。
Subpoint two, the ark is a type of Christ.
而第二个小点讲到方舟乃是基督的预表。
In 1 Peter, next slide, chapter 3, verse 20b to 21a. While the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is 8 souls, were saved through water. There is also an antitype which was now saved us baptism through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
讲这个彼得前书三章二十到二十一节讲到，当时进入方舟借着水得救的人不多，只有八个人。这水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督复活，也拯救你们。
Noah and his family believe and follow God's instruction to build and enter the ark to be saved.
当初挪亚和他的一家相信并照着神所吩咐的话建造并进入了方舟，以此可以得救。
While those who were outside of the ark were judged by God and drawn by the flood.
而方舟以外的人就被洪水淹没并且受到了神的审判。
Thank the Lord, a few weeks ago, 8 brothers and sisters among us were baptized into the name of the Lord, that is Christ.They enter the ark.
我们感谢主，前几周我们有八位弟兄姊妹，他们受浸归入主的名下，也就是归入到基督里面，他们就是进入了方舟。
They were not only saved from the judgment of God, but they were saved from this crooked and a perverse generation.
他们不仅是脱离了神的审判，也从这个蒙弯曲悖谬的世代里面蒙拯救。
You know, during the 40 days and the night, when the rain fall on the earth.
大家知道在这个40个昼夜，这个大雨就降落在地上。
It was the ark taking the hit of the flood, but the people in the ark were not harmed.
受这个洪水所冲击的是方舟，而方舟里面的人却是毫发无伤。
Similarly,It was Christ who were crucified on the cross, suffered God's judgment, and shed his blood for us.
同样的，也是基督为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上，受了神的审判，他为我们流出他的宝血。
But we were saved and have peace who are in him as in the ark. What a great salvation.
而我们就像在方舟里面的人，我们蒙了拯救，在基督里面，我们为此这是一个感谢神何等大的救恩。
Amen. And subpoint three.
第三个小点。
Ark is also a type of the corporate Christ, the church.
而方舟也是预表团体的基督，乃是教会。
You know, there were 8 persons who are in the ark, represent those in resurrection, and that is church.
大家知道说这个八个人他们在方舟里面他们所预表的就是教会。
Christ was resurrected on the first day of the week, that is the eighth day. So eight represent resurrection.
基督是在一周的第一天里面复活的，也就是第八天复活。
Now, next verse, slide, the verse is very interesting. Genesis 8:4.
在创世纪第八章四节，这是一句很有趣的经文。
On the 17th day of the 7th month, the ark came to rest on Mount Ararat.
在7月17日，方舟停在了亚拉腊山上。
What's the significance of it?
这句话是什么意思呢？
You know, the Israelites celebrated the Passover on the 14th day of the 7th month.
大家知道以色列人是在七月的十七日过逾越节。
They smear the blood of the lamb on the lentils and the lentils and the doorpost, and also they took 3 days' journey across the Red Sea out of Egypt.
以色列人他们就把羔羊的血涂在门楣和门框上，而且他们过红海出埃及的时候走了三天。
Christ was also crucified on the day of Passover and resurrected from the dead. 3 days later,
基督也是逾越节当天被杀，三天之后从死里复活。
So the 17th day from the 7th month was the day of resurrection.
所以这个七月十七日乃是复活的日子。
Those who were in the ark, they also resurrected with the ark and stayed together, rested on the highest top mountaintop.
所以在方舟里的人也与基督一同复活，他们也一同停留在最高的山顶上。
This picture tells us that we are not only died with Christ, but also resurrected with Christ.
所以这就给我们一幅图画，我们不仅是与基督同死，我们也与基督同复活。
When Christ resurrected from the dead water, we also resurrected with him and in him.
当基督从死水里复活的时候，我们也与他也在他里面一同复活。
So praise the Lord, we are the people of resurrection. We must live and act in resurrection.
所以赞美主，我们是一群在复活里的人，我们也要在复活里生活和行动，一举一动有新生的样式。
Isn't that wonderful?
你说
that we are in the ark of Christ.
你说好不好？我们是在这个方舟里面，在基督里面的。
So after being baptized, we should bring our families to live the church life together.
在我们受浸之后，我们就应该带着我们的家人一起来过教会的生活。
Each Friday night and Sunday morning, we see family by family enter coming into the meeting like Noah and his family.Entering the ark together, what a beautiful picture!
我们每个周五的晚上、主日的早晨，看到一家一家的来聚会，就好像挪亚和家人一同进入方舟一样。这是一幅多么美丽的图画！
Not only do we need to enter the ark ourselves, but we also need to urgently preach the word of gospel of righteousness.To bring our relatives and friends.
不仅我们自己要进入方舟，我们也要快快地来传福音，使我们的家人、我们的朋友可以一同来进入方舟。
Bring them in the ark before the door is closed.
要把他们在这个门关上以前，把他们带进方舟。
Otherwise, if the door is shut, the door can no longer be opened.
不然的话，当门关上，这个门就不会再打开。
By living the church life together and building the ark together, we can be separated from this world soon to be judged and destroyed.
我们借着一同来过教会的生活，一同建造方舟，我们就可以从这个背叛快要毁灭的世界当中分别出来。
Now let's look at the third point.
让我们一起来看第三点。
Live under the everlasting covenant.
活在永约之下。
Subpoint one.
第一个小点。
Two kinds of food.
有讲到两种的食物。
You know, before Noah and his family left the ark, he conducted some experiments by releasing a raven and a dove.
大家知道，挪亚和他的家人出方舟之前，他们做了一些实验。挪亚就放出了一只乌鸦，还有一只鸽子。
What is raven? What's the significance of raven?
这个乌鸦的这个特点是什么呢？
Let's look at next slide. In Leviticus 11, 13 to 15, we read, Among birds, this is an abomination for you. You must not eat it. Dot, 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 to an end, the raven and its kinds.
在利未记十一章十三到十五节讲到，雀鸟中你们当以为赠的，不可吃的，乃为这里有一些省略，乌鸦与其类。
Since raven eats dead things,
乌鸦是吃死的东西。
It is unclean,
是被看作不洁净的。
In God's eyes, death is unclean.
在神的眼中，死亡是污秽的。
So when the raven got an opportunity to get out of the ark.What they did, they fly around and begin to eat the dead bodies.
当乌鸦它出方舟的时候，它就飞来飞去去吃那些尸体。
Until the water on the ground dried up.
直到地上的水都干了。
Later, a dove was released.
后来挪亚又放出了一只鸽子。
But it could not find a place to rest because the ground was full of dead water, so it returned to the ark.
这个鸽子就找不到安身之处，因为地上还满了死水，所以鸽子就回到方舟。
7 days later, the dove was released again. And this time, it came back with a green olive leaf.
而七天之后，挪亚再次放出那只鸽子，这次这个鸽子就把一片青嫩的橄榄叶带回来。
Yeah. The olive represent the Holy Spirit, and the green leaves represent new life in the Spirit. It's a matter of life.
橄榄表征的就是圣灵，而青嫩的橄榄叶表征的就是在灵里面的这个新生命。
Moreover, you know, dove is a bird, a kind of bird, a clean bird, so to speak.
大家知道说这个鸽子是被看作是洁净的鸟类。
Why? Because doves eat grains. And every grain contains life because grain is seeds, right? There's a life in it.
这鸽子它们是吃谷类的籽粒的，而这个每一颗籽粒当中它都是有生命的。
So in other words, in God's eyes, life is clean, death is unclean.
所以在神的眼中，这个生命乃是洁净的，而死亡乃是污秽的。
I would like to ask, what kind of food do you eat?
我就想问大家一个问题，你所吃的是哪一种食物呢？
Food of life or food of death?
是死亡的食物还是生命的食物？
Therefore, after being born again or being baptized, we should not only live in the ark.And live a church life.
所以在重生之后，不但我们要活在方舟内过教会的生活
，but also we need to eat spiritual food of life. That is the word of God with our dear brothers and sisters.
而且我们要像鸽子那样吃生命的灵粮，那就是与弟兄姊妹们一同来读主的话。
We should not go back to eat.Dead stuff.
我们不应该再回去吃那死亡的食物。
To love the world is to eat the food of death.
爱世界乃就像是吃那死亡的食物一样。
Next slide in 2 Timothy 4:10, it is mentioned that Demas, there's a person, a brother called Demas, who was with Paul, abandoned Paul because of his love for the world.
在提摩太后书四章十节提到一位弟兄，他叫迪马，他是与保罗一起服侍的，但是他因贪爱世界就离开了保罗。
After we are saved, don't like Demas who loved the world.
在我们得救之后，愿意我们不要再做那爱世界的迪马。
Subpoint B, next one.
第二个小点。
God makes covenant with man, free them from fear.
神与人立约，使人可以免除恐惧。
Okay, next slide. In Genesis 9:1, after Noah and his family left the ark, God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth."
在创世纪九章一节里面讲到，当挪亚和一家人出了方舟之后，神就赐福给挪亚和他的儿子，对他们说：“你们要生养众多，遍满地面。”
You know that is a reiterate of the covenant with Adam.
这个其实是与给亚当所立的约的一个重复。
So God's purpose failed in the first man Adam, but accomplished in the new man.
虽然这个神造人的目的在第一个所造的人亚当身上失败了。
A group of people in the ark resurrected with Christ, which is the church.
但在方舟内，就如那个与基督一同复活的新人，就是在教会。
But after they left the ark, they still feel a lingering fear, wondering if the flood would come again.
但是这群人他们出了方舟之后，心里面还是会有一些害怕，有余悸。
God understands man's worry and fears, so God came in to make a covenant with man.
神他了解人心里面的这个害怕和担忧。
And with all the living things, creatures.
所以神他就与人还有一切的活物立约。
As the scriptures we have read at the beginning, it says,There would never again be a flood to destroy the earth.
就如我们一开始所读的经文讲到，这个神他立约就应许地不会再被洪水灭绝。
And he even placed the rainbow in the clouds as a sign of the covenant.
而且神把这个彩虹放在云彩中作为立约的记号。
Now, subpoint C.
第三个小点。
Proclaim and live under God's everlasting covenant.
我们要宣告神的约，活在神的约下。
Thinking about our own experience.
我们来思想我们自己的经历。
After we are saved and being baptized, we may still sin or lose temper, sometimes, at times.
我们自己可能得救之后，我们有时候还是会犯罪，甚至发脾气。
We may doubt whether we are truly saved. Is this salvation certain?
我们会怀疑说，哎，我自己到底有没有得救？这救恩到底是不是有把握？
Do not listen to or live according to our own feelings. We must live under God's covenant.
我们不能听信自己的感觉，或者是活在我们自己的感觉里面。我们必须要活在神的约之下。
Because feeling and the circumstances may change, but God's covenant never changes.
因为感觉和环境是会改变的，但神的约是永远不改变的。
Because the covenant God with man is an everlasting covenant.
因为神和人所立的约是永约。
It will never change.
是永远不会改变
的。The entire Bible is the covenant God made with man.
这整本的圣经就是神与人所立的约。
And especially the New Testament,it is a testament. Test means the will. Will is established with death and with resurrection, which is even better than a covenant.
而新约更是他用宝血，用他的死和复活所立的约。这个约讲的是一个一命那样子，甚至比约更好。
I'd like to share with you how to practice this.
我想跟大家分享要怎么去来实行这些。
You can show the next slide.You know, sometimes we fail.
大家知道我们有时候会失败。
But we can proclaim, this Romans 8:1.
但我们可以来大声的宣告罗马书第八章一节讲到的。
Let's read together.
我们一起来读。
Chinese and English.
中文英文一起读。
There is therefore now
那些在耶稣基督里的就不再定罪了。
Who are in Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, I fail.
哦，主啊，我失败了。
But there is therefore now no condemnation. Right now, even I fail. But Lord, now there is no condemnation. We should proclaim this.
但如今就是现在，尽管我失败，那些在基督耶稣里的就不再被定罪了。
No condemnation to me. Who are in Christ Jesus? Lord, I'm in you.
我们可以来宣告这个对我就不再被定罪了，因为我是在耶稣基督里面的。
Okay, next slide.
下一个。
Sometimes we are weak, don't we? We aren't we?
有时候我们是软弱的。
Yeah. And the 2 Timothy 2:1 says, My son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
而提摩太后书二章一节讲到说，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典里刚强起来。
When we are weak, we can say, Lord, I am strong in the grace that is in you, Jesus Christ.
当我们软弱的时候，我们可以说，主啊，我可以在你的恩典上刚强起来。
And the next verse is good too.
在下一节。
2 Corinthians 12:9. When we are weak, we say,The Lord said, My grace is sufficient to you, right? We can say, Lord, your grace is sufficient for me.
当我们软弱的时候，我们可以来说，主啊，你的恩典是够我用的。
Even we can say, I will boast my weakness so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
而且我们更可以说，我可以夸胜我自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
And then we can say, for the power of the Lord is made perfect in my weakness.
因为基督的能力在我的软弱上就显得完全。
Just write down these references, we can practice during our daily life.
就是弟兄姊妹们可以写下这几句的经文，我们在日常的生活中可以操练。
The secret is to read it. To read it.
这个秘诀就是要读出来。
To repeat it,
然后重复的读
to pray it,
然后祷告,
and apply it to yourself.
而且用到自己的生活当中。
That is to eat the food of life.
这就是吃这个生命的粮。
The last practice is the fourth one, 1 John 1:9.
而最后一个实操的经文是在约翰一书一章九节。
You know, in our Christian life,
在我们基督徒的生活当中,
we sin.
我们喜欢唱, oh, 我们会犯罪。
We confess.
我们也要认罪。
But after that, the conscience still bothers us.
但我们的良心仍然会控告我们。
At this time, at this such time, such kind of,
在你的良心被控,
the conscience accuses us. No, look at you, look at you. Now we can read this verse.
当我们的良心来控告我们说你怎么我怎么这样的时候。
Let's read together.
让我们一起来读。
If we confess our sins,
若我们若认自己的罪,
He is faithful and just,
是公义的,
to forgive us our sins, and to clean us from all unrighteousness. Isn't that wonderful?
这是, 是不是很好呢?
And after this,
在,
and after saying this,
在我们有这样的宣告之后,
say, go away, Satan!
我们就可以说撒旦你退去吧。
When the dark cloud of temper comes,
当这个脾气的乌云来到的时候，
we can say,
我们可以说，
Lord, remove the dark cloud, show the rainbow.
主啊，愿你挪去这个乌云，来显出彩虹来。
I am under blessing, I am not under cursing.
我们是在祝福之下，不是在咒诅之下的。
The more we proclaim these words, this covenant,
我们越说这样约上的话,
the more we keep our eyes fixed on the faithful God,
我们更多的把我们的眼目注视到这个信实的神身上。
The dark cloud will disappear, the rainbow will appear.
这个乌云就会散去，这个彩虹就会出现。
And we will be standing on His grace.
而我们就可以在他的恩典上站立。
Now conclusion.
我们最后有一些结语。
I have few points to share, okay, to make.
我有几点想和大家分享。
Subpoint A, the days of Noah and the coming of the Son of Man.
第一个小点提醒到挪亚的日子与人子的降临。
I'd like to use the next slide, Matthew 24:37-39.
想和大家分享马太福音24:37-39.
Let's read together, okay?
让我们一起来读。
These are important words.
这是很重要的。
As the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man.For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew not the flood, until the flood came and took them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. It says, knew not. Knew not means unconsciously, without knowing.
这也讲到说人他们不知道，他们不知道人子不知道的时候。
The coming of the Lord is called parousia, will last for a period of time.
主的再临降临，在希伯来文就讲到巴路西亚这个词，所以讲到是一段日子。
But just like the days of Noah.
就像挪亚的日子。
But there will be.Few points, just like the verse said.
就像刚才读的这段经文。
Situations. Number one, life will go on as usual. People will only indulge in the needs of their own lives, eating, drinking, marrying, giving marriage as usual.
而这几个特点就是人的生活会照常，人只会沉迷于自己生活上的需要，照常的吃喝嫁娶。
Number two, unconsciously, for those who are without life, they will be insensitive to the coming of the Lord.
而且对于生命没有感觉的人，不知不觉的主的再来，对他们来说是，他们是不会有感觉的。
But those who with life, who are born again, they will feel it.
但是那些重生得救的，那充满生命的，他们会有感觉。
Now, sub point B.
而第二个小点。
Please look at the diagram in the next slides. Yeah.
哦，我们看一下这个。
And compare it while listening.
然后我们一边听，我们一边来看这个投影上。
When I read Genesis again this time, what impressed me the most was the age and the time.
我再次来读创世纪的时候，让我最印象深刻的乃关于这个年代和时间。
You know, in Genesis chapter 5, there's a genealogy of the first 10 generations of mankind from Adam to the birth of Noah. It was about 1,056 years when Noah was born. Yeah.
在创世纪第五章记载了人类前十代的家谱，就是从亚当到挪亚的出生，差不多有1056年。
Yeah. Now add 500 years, that means when Noah was 500 years old, his son Shem was born. It was born.
在挪亚500岁的时候，他就生了闪。
And if you add 600, yeah, flood. When Noah was 600 years old, the flood occurred.
而挪亚他600岁的时候洪水就来了。
Okay. And Genesis chapter 11 contains a genealogy of the second 10 generations from Shem to Abraham. After the flood.
而在创世纪第11章就记载在洪水以后从闪到亚伯拉罕时代的人。
Due to the overlapping of the ancestors' ages, we can figure out Noah died about in 2006.
而先由于先祖们他年代的这个重叠，我们可以推算出挪亚应该是在2006年死的。
You know, Noah lived 950 years.
我们知道挪亚他一共活了950岁。
Two years later, about 2008, Abraham was born.
所以过了两年，在2008年，亚伯拉罕就出生了。
So in the first 10 generations, due to the fall of mankind, God used a flood to destroy all the living things on earth.
前十代由于人的这个堕落，神就用洪水来除灭地上的一切生物。
However, because of Noah found grace in God's sight, his entire family was saved.
但因着挪亚一人在神的眼前蒙恩，他和他全家就得救。
Similarly,After the fall of the second 10 generations after Noah, God also opened up. Oh, okay. After the fall of the second 10th generation after Noah.
而同样的，在挪亚以后的十代人里面，
God also opened up the called race of Abraham to replace the created race of Adam.
而神他就呼召亚伯兰，借着亚伯兰的出生，开启了这个蒙召的族类，能够来取代前面时代因着亚当堕落的那时代人。
Let me repeat it. After the fall of the second 10 generations, after Noah, God opened up the called race of Abraham to replace the created race of Adam.
我再来重复一遍，在挪亚以后的时代人的堕落，神就借着亚伯兰的出生开启了这个蒙召的族类来取代从亚当出生那时代人的堕落。
Very good. It is all because of the birth of Noah's descendant Abraham and God find a way out for mankind again.
就正是因着从挪亚出生的后代亚伯兰，所以神在人类身上又有了出路。
Therefore, Noah can be called the key figure who connected the past and the future.
所以我们能看见挪亚他真是一个承前启后的一个关键人物。
And all the results were brought forth because of his finding faith, grace in God's eyes.
这都是因着挪亚他在神眼中可以蒙下恩典的结果。
Furthermore,
接下去
，From Abraham to David was about 1,000 years.
从亚伯拉罕到大卫约有一千年。
From David to Christ was about 1,000 years.
从大卫到基督也约有一千年。
Therefore, from Adam to Christ was about 4,000 years.
所以从亚当到基督约有四千年的时间。
It has also been 25 years since Christ until today.
而从基督到今天已经是2025年了。
In other words, After Adam was created, human beings have existed for about 6,000 years since Adam until now.
而人类从亚当受造到今天已经有6000年的时间。
Another point.
这另外一点。
7 is a complete number of time.
7是时间当中完全的数字。
In the eyes of God, 1,000 years are like a day, and one day is like 1,000 years.
主他看千年如一日，一日如千年。
The completion of time should be 7,000 years.
而时间满足应该是7000年。
We are at the end of 6,000 years.
我们已经是在这6000年的末后了。
When 7,000 is over, we will enter eternity.
当这7000年过去，我们要进入永世当中。
Subpoint C.
最后一个小点。
The last 7.
而这最后的七年。
In my last message, I talked about prayer in a critical moment, and I mentioned about there are 77 years.
在我上一篇的信息，我和大家分享到了关键时刻的祷告，就讲到了有70个7。
After the last 7, we will be leaving this age and enter into the coming age, the millennium kingdom.
是过了最后一个期，我们就要从今世进到来世里面。
And the threshold is the last 7 years.
而从这个今世到来世的门槛就是最后的七年。
Yeah, maybe okay. We don't know what's the exact time that the last 7 will arrive.
我们不知道说这个最后七年它准确的时间是什么时候。
But it is reasonably close.
但我们知道已经很近了。
The sign of the last 7 years is a short period of peace treaty between Israel and the surrounding nations.
而这个最后七年的一个征兆就是以色列和他周围的国家的一个和平的条约。
And the great tribulations follows.
而在这之后就会有很大的混乱。
If the problem of Gaza is resolved,
如果在加沙地带的这个问题可以解决的话
，It should be an opportunity for peace treaty，
或者这就是一个能够有和平条约的一个机会。
At present, it is not impossible。
在现在这个时候，不是不可能的。
I read Revelation last year and Genesis this year, and look around the situation of the world. The message the Lord gave me is that the last 7 years.Can begin at any time.
我在去年读了启示录，今年在读创世纪。主，然后我看我周遭所发生的这些事情，主给我的信息是最后的七年随时都可以开始。
And we are the privileged generation standing at a critical moment.
我们是很蒙福，能够在这样关键的时刻可以做关键的人物。
And the last slide.Maybe the next slide. Therefore, in Matthew 24:42-44, the Lord told his disciples.
所以在马太福音24章第42节和44节，主就这样跟他的门徒说
：Watch therefore.
所以你们要警醒
，and be ready.
而且要预备
，for the Son of Man comes.
因为人子就来了
，at an hour when you do not expect him.
在你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
This Lord's saying is more relevant today.
主他这样的话在我们今天更是如此。
People in this world can live their days unconsciously and without any feeling of urgency.
世人度日，他们可以不知不觉，可以没有什么感觉。
But we must live a life of vigilance and preparation.
但我们却要在这个地上过一个警醒预备的生活。
We work as usual, but our lives are watchful and prepared.
我们也照常工作，但我们的生活应该是警醒预备的。
For those who are prepared, the coming of the Lord is something that they can welcome with fearlessness and joy.
对于那些预备好的人来说，主的再来，他们是可以坦然无惧，可以欢喜迎接的。
The best way to be alert and prepared is to abide in the Lord, as last week's message emphasized.
而我们 预备警醒最好的路就是能住在主的里面。
Like last week message.
就像上周的信息所说的。
And to pray as the message spoken 2 weeks ago about praying for great revival.
就如前两周的信息所说的，我们可以祷告来预备这个大复兴。
The great revival is also related to the peace treaty.
而这个大复兴也与这个和平条约有关系。
Lastly, the conclusion of conclusion.
最后是结语的结语。
Be today's Noah.
我们要做今日的挪亚。
Since January 20, things have changed dramatically in a lightning speed.
自从这个1月20号以来，这个事情改变千变万化。
And many impossible things have happened overnight.
许多这个不可能的事好像隔夜就发生了。
But no matter how the world changes, let us seize every today.
但不论这个世界是怎样的改变，愿意我们抓住每一个今天。
At the end of this age, and before we enter the threshold of the next age,
当这个今世结束，在进入来世的门槛之前，
when everyone else is asleep,
当众人好像都在沉睡那样。
Be a key figure at this critical and crucial juncture like Noah.
就如挪亚一样，在关键的时刻做一个关键的人物。
Find grace in the eyes of God.
能够在耶和华的眼前蒙恩。
Build the ark with the saints.
与圣徒一同来建造方舟。
Preach the gospel of righteousness, save souls.
传这个义道来拯救灵魂。
Live under and proclaim God's everlasting covenant.
能够来活在这个永约里面。
That we may be well prepared to welcome the Lord's return.
这样我们就可以预备好迎接主的再来。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
愿意主真的恩待我们。
Let's pray.
让我们有一些祷告。
Oh dear Lord.
我们亲爱的主，
We need you.
我们何等的需要你。
Make us the Noah at this end time.
愿意你使我们成为在这个末世的挪亚。
Lord, we are willing and you are able.
我们愿意，而我们知道主你也能。
Make us be prepared.
使我们可以预备好。
That we may hasten your return.
我们可以来催促你的再来。
Come.O Lord,
主啊，来。
We love you.
主，我们爱你。
In Jesus' most precious name, we pray.
祷告是奉主耶稣最宝贵的名。阿门。
Amen.